Holy moly, it's Thursday already. Welcome, everybody. John DeBella Show, daily podcast time. It's Dave here on January 23rd, 1-2-3, and a podcast similar in its simplicity. We started out with the big local crime story, Gritty, under investigation for assault, KGAF. Yeah, we talk about other radio stations on occasion. We brought them up today before hitting the phones to find out those things that exist seemingly only to anger us. Peter Frampton was chilling in the Caribbean for song stories today. Some guy taught his pet duck how to drum. Comedian Amir Kay stopped by once again. And we had a little Terry Jones tribute to round things out. Here's what it all sounded like. It is the Daily Podcast.
You know, every once in a while, there's an elephant in the room.
Oh, boy.
And you have to address it. There's crime in the city, folks. And you need to know about it. A Philadelphia... You know what happens? You know, and it happens every time. You can't create a monster and then get upset when it knocks over a few buildings. All right? I don't know if you've heard... But Gritty is under investigation for allegedly punching a kid.
What happened with this? I keep seeing it everywhere, but I haven't dug into it yet.
Well, basically, there was some sort of, you know, photo shoot happening, and a kid was there, and the father is claiming that Gritty punched him.
What?
Right, that Gritty punched him.
I don't know.
This happened back in November. He was doing a photo shoot with fans. A 13-year-old kid hit Gritty on the head after the photo. And the kid's dad said that the kid, quote, playfully patted Gritty.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Gritty. He was very happy that day. He was Giddy Gritty.
I've met Gritty, and I don't believe it.
I have. This is very, very hard to believe.
Is there video? I mean, what evidence
does he have? The Flyers say they investigated, and the person in the Gritty costume denied everything, and no one witnessed... You know, wait,
excuse me, the
story.
Person in the Gritty cut? What does that mean?
Well, you know, there's some...
Realize what you're saying.
Right.
The person I'm confused.
What? So you believe in the real Gritty?
There's not an 8-foot tall orange thing walking around this city.
With googly eyes?
And a squeaky toy in his belly button.
And his belly button that looks more like an anus?
Yeah, it does. It is a horrifying button. Very uncomfortable.
The police are actually investigating this. They're actually looking into it, right? It seems the Flyers offered the guy, you know, they offered him tickets. They're sorry if it happened. You know, they have there's nothing to prove that this happened. Nothing.
So this guy's probably just a jerk looking for a payday.
It's possible.
Or he's a Penguins fan. Let's start investigating this guy.
Yeah, maybe he showed up in a... No, supposedly he's had Flyers tickets for 23 years. So he's a stone-cold Flyers fan. But Gritty. But is there a mascot in this city, right, that hasn't been, you know...
Maligned.
Claimed that he hit somebody. Yeah.
Probably Swoop because he's a horrible mascot.
Right.
No, the first Swoop is a horrible mascot.
Yeah,
remember
that
abomination?
Yeah.
What about that clam they used to have as a mascot at the Sixers game? I don't know what the hell he was. He just
big purple thing?
Yeah, he just looked like a big... His face was just a big clam.
Big Shot, was it?
Yeah, was that his Big Shot?
I don't remember.
And the 70s mascots were nothing to write home about.
Right. Anyway, folks, you just might have knocked Gritty down a peg. Or if you want, you could fight him.
The John DeBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
I'm not sure how many people know about this. They probably never realize why it happens. They know it's there, but they don't know why it happens. Radio stations in America, if you are east of the Mississippi, you start with W. If you're west of the Mississippi, you start with K.
John?
All right.
I was this many days old when I found that out.
Really?
Yep.
I had no idea either.
I had no clue. That's why?
Nope. Thought it was just random.
No. That's the reason why. Anyway, there's a station in Gainesville, Texas that tried to get vanity plates for their radio station van.
Okay.
All right. And the station is KGAF.
Right? Nice.
Right. Now GAF in text terms means something completely different than GAF. Right. It means give an F.
Right.
Right. Is that the best way to describe it? Give an F?
Yeah, sure.
All right. Well, the state turned them down. They can't have KGAF plates. They said, no, we know what that means. And the guy goes, it's my radio station. Nope, can't have that.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Ding.
102.9 MGK.
I ran into this yesterday, and I've gone through a half a dozen different systems, and without fail, nothing really works easily.
All right.
All right? And I'm convinced there are things that have been put into this world just to make you angry.
Oh, totally.
All right, and I'll give you an idea of what I'm talking about here. Blister packs. Those plastic packs that they put something in, there was a little hand tool that I needed, and it came in a blister pack, right? I was told once, oh, if you use a can opener, that will get those things open.
Nope, that
doesn't do it. Yesterday, I was using sheet metal shears in order to cut this thing open.
How many slices do your fingers have this morning?
That's the only way I can do it without, because you said using a knife and that thing, it's a waste of time.
Yes, yeah, right.
And regular scissors are a waste of time. Yeah, and I'm convinced they only do it. There's got to be another way. If they can seal up food with a little tab that you pull off, right, and it opens up,
that's a good point.
Why the hell can't they do it with a small electric screwdriver?
Right. That's a good call.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I mean, I don't know how much you're getting ripped off at the store, but something tells me plastic ain't stopping.
Well, and when you're trying to cut the blister packs open, you have to hold the scissors with two hands like you're using a leaf cutter.
Yeah, like a loppers.
Yes.
I mean, it's nuts. I mean, do you understand what
I mean?
Yes,
because I have one that is, I cook a lot at home, and if I'm doing recipes, and I'll find them on a website or something like that, and they give me the story of how they found the recipe. Listen, I just want to cook it. I don't care that your brother has hotter hands than you do, and he can hold the taco shell closer to the oil to heat up the taco. And I get that you love cheese. We all love cheese. Just give me the damn recipe. I don't have time for this. I got two kids at home.
You're triggered, bro.
No. He's right. They tell you this story about grandma used to make this thing, and you get this whole life story, and then, you know, come on, just get to the friggin' recipe.
Listen,
give me
Sally,
the content.
Right? Grandma was a drunk. Give me the food.
All right. So the question at hand is, what is something that seems to only exist to make people angry? Coming up for Song Stories this morning at 7:10, Peter Frampton breaks out of a Caribbean funk in a really big way. Right? And he's not playing Caribbean funk.
Oh, man.
Right. I saw you light up.
I hear that talk box getting funky.
The Caribbean. Yeah, man.
Do you feel like I do, man?
Yeah, man. Well, we'll get to that at 7:10. Cindy's here now. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
So what is it for you? Is there something that seems to only exist to make you angry?
Autocorrect?
Oh, yes.
All right. Well, autocorrect on your phone.
No one says ducking ever.
Right.
No one's ever said that.
Ducking?
Stop with the ducking.
Well, I don't use that kind of
language.
Words.
Oh, no, yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
Well,
which one does it tie you up on?
I will type a word in, like my daughter's name is Veronica. It always comes out Verona. I put it in, I don't know, 1,000 times. I've typed that name in letter by letter, and it still wants to
I think
Verona.
I've said this to you guys before. I'll type in the word contraction,
right.
And they'll change it to ILLC.
ILLC?
Your own business?
I've never once typed LLC.
You should start your own business.
I should, called I.
Yeah, LLC. Very narcissistic.
So what's it for you, folks? 215-263-WMGK. Things that seem to only exist just to make you angry. Steve had website recipes that have long stories in front of the recipe. Mm-hmm. I went with a plastic packaging that's impossible to open.
Right.
You know, blowtorch might help.
Yeah.
Right? You know, melt it. Yeah, I never thought about it. Maybe I'll just melt it open.
Yeah, get your Bic out.
All right. What is it for you?
For me, it's automated telephone systems. It doesn't matter where I'm calling. I've already called the doctor's office.
Right.
You got to go through the press this for that, press
right,
this for
right,
who.
Right.
I'll get to the doctor finally, and they'll tell me something like, oh, yeah, the blood tests are back. Your kid is completely healthy, and I'll still be pissed.
Right. Yeah.
Because they made me run through that gauntlet.
Or what about when you call and they ask you all these questions, right? Like your date of birth, your social security number, your home phone number, all this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It's all in the auto prompts.
Right.
And then person comes on the phone and says, okay, what's your date of birth?
Yes, right.
What's your social security
what's
number?
The point of this?
Why did you make that do it? Why did I answer that?
Yeah.
All right, you know. So, what's it for you folks? Call us here in the studio 215-263-WMGK. I would stay out of the traffic mode for the most part. All right, because that's a separate topic altogether. But things in this world that only exist to seem to make people angry.
The All-American Boy.
John DeBella. Classic Rock 102.9 MGK. know the bands. You know the songs. This is the history behind them. Classic Rock 102.9 MGK presents Song Stories.
Song Stories this morning being brought to us by A Better Financial Plan. Looking for double-digit returns? Look no further. abetterfinancialplan.com is where you should go. You know, most people call it writer's block. Frampton referred to it as he was in a creative funk, right, and decided to go to the Caribbean to try to write some music, and really couldn't get anything going. Couldn't get anything going at all. And, you know, and this is prior to Frampton Comes Alive. Right. So before he did the concert, before he wrote the songs for that, right, he's sitting on a beach trying to come up with stuff, and he breaks the funk by coming up with two songs, Baby I Love Your Way and Show Me the Way. Obviously, way became a big word for him that day. And well, let him explain it.
I was down there for about 3 weeks, nothing. And I was, in fact, staying at Steve Merritt's cottage. Humble Pie owned six little cottages on the beach, and I rented Steve's. And when I got going, I wrote like 8 or 9 songs, one after the other. And I went through some cassettes. I found that I wrote Show Me the Way, Baby I Love Your Way, and Nowhere's Too Far in the same day. Not lyrically as well, but I would write the music during the day, and then when the sun went down, I would write the lyrics.
The John DeBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
Dave, I got to ask you this and see if you could figure this out. And I'm pretty sure you could figure it out, but take a guess here.
Okay.
What is this? Want to give it a shot?
Sounds like somebody spattering paint on like the inside of a can before they're painting their wall.
Not
a street performer.
That it doesn't
5 gallon bucket.
That doesn't sound like maybe Joey Kramer's replacement.
Hey, don't insult his roadie like that. What is it? I have no idea.
There's a guy, right? And I'll send you the video for this.
Uh-huh.
There's a guy who has this duck. And whenever he picks the duck up, it's a pet duck. It lives in the house with him and everything. Okay. Whenever he picks the duck up, the duck's feet just start waving like crazy. So he decided to put him over a drum. As this is Donald Duck the drummer, not
nice
Donald
16th news there.
Duck the bass player.
He has a future in music, I'd say.
Right. I'll send you the video. Put it up on the Facebook page.
I'll adopt a duck.
The John DeBella Podcast.
You are crazy in the most wonderful way.
Philadelphia's classic rock.
This is the funnest night ever.
102.9 MGK.
Our congratulations go out to Leanne Trevelyan. I love that name, Trevelyan.
Why?
There's a woman who does BBC News on PBS, and her last name is Trevelyan. And every time I hear it, it just sounds so refined.
Alec Trevelyan, 006, from GoldenEye.
That's right.
He was a villain, though. Be careful with them.
Well, Leanne Trevelyan has $1,000, and $1,000 is coming up again this morning at 8 o'clock as we continue with Grand Cash Railroad. We do it 5 times a day, and this is something that shouldn't aggravate you. This is something that,
correct.
Well, maybe losing aggravates you, but you didn't lose, you just didn't win, because we play 5 times a day, 5 days a week, $125,000 every week. So be here at 8 o'clock for the keyword, and maybe today's your day to not be disappointed, but to walk away with $1,000. But speaking of things that do make you angry, right, that is the question at hand this morning. The number here in the studio, 215-263-WMGK. Because there are some things in this world that seem to only exist just to make you angry. With Steve's, it's the stories in front of the recipes.
Give me the recipe.
All right. Me, it's blister packs. Dave, it's what?
Automated phone systems.
Automated phone systems.
Yep,
right?
Just give me a human.
You know, what could it possibly be for you? 215-263-WMGK. What just drives you crazy? Judy, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
I am damn fine. So what do you think? Tell me something that seems to only exist just to make people angry.
essential call centers to book appointments with the hospital systems. You know, you call up to make an appointment and for an MRI, and they ask you, do you have implants? Do you have this? Do you have that? Do you have this? And if you say yes to any of the questions, you ask them, can I have the still have the procedures done there? And they say, yeah, you can come in and have it done. You make the appointment, you get there, and nobody vetted it. Oh, we can't do this procedure with what you have inside of you. Well, I told you 3 weeks ago when I made the appointment, I had this thing in me. Nobody bothered to look it up and call me and say, hey, you know, we can't do this procedure for you.
Try to explain a stent to a TSA guy. Have a good morning. Bill?
Roundabouts.
Or traffic circles, as we call them in this country.
This right? is good.
Now, you know what's even worse? In Jersey, the law is, not that anybody pays attention to it, but the people entering the traffic circle have the right of way.
That's insane.
Yes.
How can that be? Ass backwards.
Right. In theory, they should be genius, but yes. In practice, they're a nightmare.
Yes.
We are totally with you, Bill. Dave, things that only exist to make you angry.
My ex-wife. And she does it, and she did it.
Keep something in mind, George. You made the decision to make her your wife. George?
It's the heavy white lines at intersections. Nobody obeys. You're supposed to stop behind them. Nobody obeys them. They're useless.
Yep, respect the box.
Yeah, right. You got it. Frank, what is that damn thing that seems to be there only to aggravate you?
The tape used to seal the top of a brand new music CD.
Oh, my God, yes.
Why are the two of you still buying CDs?
Well, I'm not, but I remember it. I've been scarred for life. That's how bad it was. And I don't have long enough fingernails to even try to get it. I'm using my teeth trying to bite the corner of the CD, then I crack the case.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely right.
You need to find that little triangle. That's
surprise,
the ticket.
Music survived after that.
Have a good morning. Ron, what's it for you?
The Sudafed tablets, when they say spin the tab and it breaks off, you still got to use the knife to cut it.
With that little foil thing on the back?
Yeah.
Right, and you're right. Yeah. And you just kind of bend the damn thing. And even if you do grab that tiny little corner, right, as soon as you start to pull it, it rips.
Yep.
And you can't push through the foil, right? Why aren't they using that to protect me in my car? Carissa?
Hi, Booyakasha, John.
Booyakasha. So something that seems to only exist to make people angry. What's it for you?
I'm all about cybersecurity and passwords, but when you're trying to prove you're not a robot by having to stare at a grid of pictures and pick all the ones that have a school bus in it or a hospital in it. Like, I go through it like three different times just to get it because I'll miss one. I'm like, what the hell? I'm just trying to, like, buy something.
Oh, it's so true. I'm like, is that a crosswalk or is that
right. What, yeah.
Exactly. Final sighting?
There's always one thing that's like, could that be it? But instead of looking for a street sign, that's, I kind of see one on that pole.
Or is that a bumper?
Have a great morning.
You too. Bye.
The John DeBella Podcast.
I saw a gay porno once. I didn't know until halfway in.
102.9 MGK.
The girls never came.
Ladies and gentlemen, the original Shaw Valet, the most Californian we ever have in the studio.
What's up, dudes?
Amir K is here. Good morning to you.
Good morning, guys. Good to be back.
It's good. How long has it been since you've been here?
I think about three millimeters on the mustache.
I like that
unit of measurement. That's awesome.
We were still downstairs in the old studio.
We were still in the old studio, it's over a year.
That's right. This is much nicer. Yeah. Thank you very much. No rats.
And you weren't right up against the wall.
Yeah.
And
like, that's right.
Just squeeze yourself in here and see if you can do something funny. Right. Yes. How are you, dude?
I'm great, man. It's good to be back in Philly.
Right. Now, what is it like for a California boy to come here? And this is for us. This is a mild day. It's 25 now. It was colder earlier in the week. I mean, you know, and here you are in your leopard skin fleece.
It's the woman section, Ross.
Yeah. I was going to say that. So I've never seen that in the guys section.
They have Ross out in L.A.?
Oh, yeah, they do, dude.
Nice.
Plenty of Ross. Do you guys have Ross here?
Well, I don't know if there's
Ross
any still
Gabes.
Open.
All right. Yeah. Burlington. I know all the budget places to shop. Yeah. I'm with you, bro.
All the two-for-one spots.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. That man can make a dollar go further than anybody on this planet.
Yep. I'm with you. I just won't be wearing leopard.
Oh. Yeah. No,
not unless he shot it.
I like the old studio. It was much nicer. Not as mean. I guess you guys got a little uppity. You got some new, get some new microphones and everyone gets a little mean.
So what's new? What's going on? I know you got a new special coming, right?
Yeah, we're working on the special, so that's what this tour is. So that's, I'm working out the hour.
All right.
Cool. So we could shoot that like toward the middle of the year.
That's amazing. Yeah. Nobody pays me to practice.
Yeah, I know. No one <did. laughs> True. Well, it's all practice. I mean, if you come see the show, you see it's pretty polished.
Oh,
yeah.
Is it now?
It's tight. Okay. Yeah, it's pretty tight. Yeah, so we're not messing around.
Uh-huh. Cool.
You know what I mean? So, yeah, working on that. So I'm just back out on the road now and then kicking off 2020 with a bunch of shows around the country.
That's great. I mean, that is great. And it's great to see you again. You know, you're a tall guy.
Yeah,
and I'm you know, when we're sitting inside, and I'm saying, like, oh, you know, okay, there's a mirror, and the combination of your height, which isn't, you know, you're not ridiculous.
Starstruck,
tall.
I get it. You're starstruck.
Yeah. But you're thin also, and it makes you. When we came in the studio, I'm like, son of a bitch, this guy's big, right? But
yeah,
I mean, are your people? And when I say your people, I'm talking about, you know, all right. Are they known for their height?
I don't think so. No, I think I got out early, so I wasn't affected by it. But you go back home, and like I think, yeah, they're, you know, much shorter. I feel like, I don't know what it is. We have like the hormones and the food here or something. But got me a few
Were
inches.
You born here or were you?
I was born in Iran, actually.
You were born in Iran?
Yeah,
okay.
There go half the listeners.
Right. Yeah, there they go.
Sorry, guys. No,
he's as California as they come, folks.
I was born Iranian. I feel as American, as anybody in this studio.
How old were you when you got here?
I was 5 when I came.
Oh, wow.
So we came during the Iran-Iraq War. So that's why we left.
You got out just in time.
Yeah, there was the revolution and the war, so the country has been pretty messed up for a while.
Do you remember any of that?
I do. Oddly enough, I do remember, little things, but like traumatic things, is weird. Like,
ain't no comedy in that.
No, not much. So I'm glad we got out. My dad got us over here, to this place. And I definitely couldn't be doing stand-up over there.
Did you grow up in Orange County? Is that where you
I did. Grew up in Orange County, California.
So it wasn't like L.A. So were you like the lone, Middle Eastern family?
Not really. No, there's an area called Irvine that has a ton of Iranian.
Oh, really?
Yeah, there's a huge Iranian community there. But in my high school, there wasn't. So there was just like me and... maybe two other guys that were Iranian.
All right. You know, the weird thing about California is it has all of these. Is there an Iran town in L.A.? Because
there's a little in L.A. There's a place called Little Tehran. It's like Westwood Boulevard,
really?
Right by UCLA, where I went to college, and it was like every Persian restaurant you could think of is there. Rug stores, of course. Like everything else, so you can go there and feel like you're in Iran.
You want the rug?
Yeah, everyone. You want the rug or do you want something for tea? Tea shop. Hookah spots, all that. Nice.
No, because that always cracks me up when my son lives out in L.A. and we'll go someplace, like there's this Home Depot, and when you go past it, just as you're getting to it, and it's on Sunset, and just as you're getting to it, you're going over the highway, and just as you get to it, there's a sign in the street post that says Little Romania.
Oh yeah,
right. And I'm like, really? it seems like Little Mexico, to tell you the truth. Once you're at the Home Depot.
Oh wow, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I mean that one. It is absolutely like little sections of like there's Thai Town right by where you're talking about that Home Depot. Not too far past that is Thai Town, so you can get some real good Thai food and a rub and tug if you're into that.
Yeah, I was going to ask
if you're into
is
that.
A parlor? There's tons of those.
I always find it interesting when a comedian's parents are from another country and they come here. Did your dad or your mom have any issue when you decided to get into comedy, as opposed to maybe a plan that they had for you?
Oh yeah, they stopped talking to me.
Yeah,
for a while. No, I'm kidding. They were like, whatever. They just wanted me to do something more lucrative,
because
we immigrated here. So for immigrants, it's not like a viable career option to go be a stand-up comic, because they know how hard it is to make it in it. So when they tell you, they go, hey, man, go study and be a doctor or a lawyer, because that's a sure shot. Once you do the work, you can eventually get the job.
What'd your dad do?
My dad is homeless. I'm kidding. No, my dad was a structural engineer. And then he worked for Caltrans for years, the California Transfer.
So he had no problem finding work when he got here.
No, he was an engineer. He had to like re take all the tests and all that stuff. Yeah, so I remember him going through that, and it was a pretty tough process. While my parents got divorced and stuff like that, so he was going through all that, living in an apartment and all that, and I do remember him studying and taking. But he was probably my age now, which I can't even fathom. Like, the amount of stuff he did compared to what I did is just like he, at my age now, he brought two kids and a wife to a brand new country, started all over again.
Right. Okay. Yeah.
I got high last week and forgot I have a dog. And I love my dog. I was just in my bed and he came in. I go, what the hell is that? I thought it was a rat.
Well, now that you can send him, you're a successful comedian, you can send him a photo of your leopard fleece.
Oh, yeah.
And say, Dad,
comedy
money.
I don't think he's too into that. Yeah. What the hell is that? You are in the wild?
No, I was in a gift shop in Wakanda. Amir K is appearing tonight for one show at 8 o'clock and then two shows tomorrow and Saturday at 7:30 and 9:45. And tickets are available through punchlinephilly.com or 215-606-6555. Are you back online? Every time there's a pause, Amir opens up his video camera on his phone.
Millennial, man. Right. Well, I'm taking over the Punchline Instagram. So I want to do some videos for them.
All right.
So that's for the Punchline
Instagram. Hi, Punchline Instagram.
Hi, Punchline Instagram.
How you doing, Punchline Instagram?
Everybody. Yeah, we're taking over. You see, this is what everyone looks like here.
Right, because they've never seen us before.
And this is why they do radio.
Goodbye.
The John DeBella Podcast.
A bird in the hand is worth two in the bush.
102.9.
I have no bird. I have no bush. God has taken my bird in my bush.
MGK.
I mentioned this yesterday with Matt because we found out just as we were going off the air. But Terry Jones from the Pythons passed away. Mm-hmm. Actually, late Tuesday night. We found out early yesterday morning. And the tributes have been rolling in all over the internet. All of the guys from the Pythons. As a matter of fact, John Cleese said, "Is it two down, four to go?"
I saw that. Yeah.
If you don't know, you might know the name, and you would probably recognize him. But Terry was the guy who, for the most part, always played the woman.
Morning,
morning.
What you got then?
Well, there's egg and bacon, egg, sausage and bacon, egg and spam. Egg, bacon, and spam. Egg, bacon, sausage, and spam. Spam, bacon, sausage, and spam. Spam, egg, spam, spam, bacon, and spam. Spam, 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 egg, and spam. Spam, 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 spam. Baked beans, spam, 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 and spam. Oh, lobster, thermidor, and crevettes with a mayonnaise sauce, garnished with truffle pate brandy, and a pie egg on top, and spam.
Have you got anything without spam in it?
Well, spam, egg, sausage and spam. It's not got much spam in it.
I don't want any spam.
Why can't you have egg, bacon, spam and sausage?
That's got spam in it.
Not as much as spam, egg, sausage and spam.
Look, could I have egg, bacon, spam and sausage without the spam?
Yeah.
What do you mean, I don't like spam.
Can't I have egg, bacon, spam and sausage without the spam?
Why not?
No!
Wouldn't
be egg, bacon, spam, and sausage, would it?
I don't like spam!
Don't make a fuss, dear. I'll have your spam. I love it. I'm having spam, 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 baked beans, spam, spam, and spam.
Baked beans are off!
Well, can I have spam instead?
You mean spam, 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 spam?
Yes!
John DeBella Podcast.
Oh, isn't it sweet?
Philadelphia's classic rock station, 102.9 MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.